Tanto Audio presents The Tiger Warrior by David Gibbons. Narrated by James Langton. After this, toward the east and with the ocean on the right, sailing offshore past the remaining lands on the left, you come upon the land of the Ganges. In this region is a river, itself called the Ganges, that is the greatest of all the rivers in India, and which rises and falls like the Nile. Close by this river is an island in the ocean, the very farthest part of the inhabited world toward the east. Beneath the rising sun itself, it is called Crissy, the land of gold. Beyond this land, by now at the most northerly point, where the sea ends at some place in the outer limits, there lies a vast inland place called Thina. From there, wool, yarn, and silk are transported overland by way of Bactria to Berigaza, and by way of the river Ganges back to Limeriki. As for this place, Thina, it is not at all easy to get to, for people only rarely come from it, and then only in small numbers. The place lies directly beneath Ursa Minor, and is said to be anchored together, as it were, with parts of the Black Sea and the Caspian Sea, where they turn away. What lies beyond this region, because of extreme storms, immense cold, and impenetrable terrain, and because of some divine power of the gods, has not been explored. From the Periplus of the Erythraean Sea. Egyptian Greek, circa 1st century AD. In the 9th month, the first emperor was interred at Mount Lee. When the emperor first came to the throne, he began digging and shaping Mount Lee. Later, when he unified the empire, he had over 700,000 men from all over the empire transported to the spot.